This Friday, 9 young entrepreneurs are setting up shop at the Northgate Shopping Center to introduce their businesses to the community. They will be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and can be found in the open area where the hallways meet near Urban Planet. The one-day event is put on by the business center Nipissing Parry Sound, TBC, a not-for-profit organization that supports business startups and expansions within the region. The pop-up shop is part of the TBC's Summer Company Program, which is funded by the province through the Ministry of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade. Canadore College also sponsors the program, which is designed to help young entrepreneurs between the ages of 15 and 29 start and run a business over the course of the summer. Each participant is a student, and part of the eligibility is that they will be returning to the classroom this fall. These businesses are designed to run throughout the summer months. Rebecca Foisey, the program coordinator for the TBC, mentioned that 9 people were chosen for the program, which also involves training and mentorship from local business owners. Natasha Snodden from Northern Spark Marketing presented on the importance of quality branding, business coach Haas Noterkesh provided information on entrepreneurialism, and Karen Jones of Karen Jones Consulting presented on sales, networking, referrals and pitching ideas to the group. Chris Bevan from Kenny Insurance also presented, informing the participants about the importance of liability insurance. And now, after so much help honing their business acumen, tomorrow's event gives them an opportunity to reach the public and the local community, Foisey said. They're all brand new businesses, so this will help to get the word out. Participants were also asked to create business plans for their new ventures, including their startup costs. Once approved, each of the 9 were awarded $1,500, courtesy of the Ministry of Economic Development, to help launch their new businesses. TBC also keeps track of the entrepreneurs' hours and cash flow charts, to make sure the business is viable, Foisey said, adding that the main goal is for them to make money after launching with the help of the program. I want them to have a successful business, and for them to walk away with a profit at the end of the summer. Foisey mentioned it will be nice to see everything finally come to life this Friday, when the businesses launch to the public, after the students have put in so much hard work to make their business dreams a reality. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.